And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of May, 2016. It was on this day in 1607, a group of 103 English settlers arrived in what is now Virginia to found a colony they called Jamestown. They were not aware of it right away, but they had come to land in the middle of some 14,000 Algonquian-speaking Indians. They'd spent 4 months at sea. Their provisions were running low. The water near the settlement was not fit to drink. Most of the settlers were upper-class Englishmen. They had very few labor skills. When their leader, John Smith, went back to England, things started to fall apart. The colonists fought with the Indians. They ran out of food. Many of them died from disease. In the spring of 1610, a fleet arrived from England bearing provisions and new settlers, and so the colony was saved. And in 1613, they tried planting tobacco. The colony grew rapidly after that. The first African indentured servants arrived in 1619, and by the middle of the century, the slave trade was firmly established in the colony of Virginia, thanks to the fact that raising tobacco was labor-intensive, and most of the white settlers did not have the skills to know how to do it. It was on this day in 1637, Cardinal Richelieu of France invented the table knife. It was a regular knife, but rounded at the end, so that his guests could not stab the meat and eat it with the tips of their knives or pick their teeth, which had been the custom. It's the birthday of Arthur Sullivan, of Gilbert and Sullivan, born London, 1842, wrote the music for their 14 comic operas, including HMS Pinafore, The Pirates of Penzance, and The Mikado. It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907, whose cousins, the Davies boys, were the inspiration for Peter Pan. She wanted to be a writer herself. Her family had a summer home in Cornwall on the southwestern tip of England. She once wrote of Cornwall, "Here was the freedom I desired, long sought for, freedom to write, to walk, to wander, freedom to climb hills, to pull a boat, to be alone." She set many of her books and stories there, including Jamaica Inn, Rebecca, and Frenchman's Creek. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford entitled Pilgrims. They come to the door, usually carrying or leading a child, always with the book held between them and the world. They quote Ezekiel, Daniel, Kings. They look at us and think of Nebuchadnezzar eating the grass. It is good to listen, because maybe they are angels, and behind them the sky arches, the trees glisten in worship of the sun. These travelers in the Word and their offspring have their commission from somewhere, filtered down through mistakes, pride, greed, and the plans committees make, the way pilgrims have always come. Over their shoulders, day extends its hand. Beside them, a child whimpers. It bows its head as we bow. It hungers. It cries. It will be fed. Pilgrims, a poem by William Stafford from An Oregon Message, published by Harper and Row and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.